check of news you need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 24, Polokwane 26 grade. Joburg Water dring daarop aan dat 'n plan in plek is om water te voorsien aan alle inwoners. Dit te midde van versleepte waterkrisis. Die Nutsmaatskappy het 'n kort rukkie gelede 'n inligting sessie gehou oor die huidige stand van watervoorsiening. Joburg Water se Logan Munsami.
In terms of our interventions, we've stepped up our game. There's aggressive interventions that we've already started in place. Some of the initiatives are the permanent reduction of water supply that's already in place. We do that typically by, you know, throttling and closing of certain high demand areas within that area. There's also scheduled water restrictions which we've started to implement as at 8 November 2024, which we've communicated quite extensively in terms of reducing the demand.
Inwoners van Westbury het gister betoog na 'n tekort aan water in die gebied. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. 'n Dwelm laboratorium met 'n geraamde waarde van 100 miljoen rand is in Rietfontein ontdek wat tot die inhegtenisneming van 'n 39-jarige Meksikaanse burger gelei het. Polisie woordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê 'n deursoeking en beslagleggingslasbrief is verkry nadat die perseel deeglik dopgehou is. Sy sê die verdagte word aangekla van handel en vervaardiging.
The takedown led the team to seize various chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment and final product which was confirmed to be crystal meth or commonly known tick. The team also seized cash believed to be the proceeds of crime.
'n Poging van 'n vermeende kabeldiefstal syndikaat om transformators by die Claudus substasie in Laudium te steel en waarby 'n Swanie werknemer betrokke was, is gevnyk. Dit volg na 'n lid van die gemeenskap verdagte bedrywighede by die substasie opgemerk het en aangemeld het. Die Metro se woordvoerder Selby Sibokka.
What triggered the curiosity of the community was that the city had not issued any notice of maintenance due to take place at the substation and there was power supply in the area. The community members contacted the cable theft unit of TMPD who, together with SAPS members, swiftly responded and arrested a few suspects, including a Tshwane employee. Other suspects managed to flee the scene.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Agentskap vir Maatskaplike Sekerheid is besig om sy stelsels te versterk om identiteitsdiefstal te bekamp en dienslewering te verbeter. Dit volg na beweringe deur twee studente van die Universiteit van Stellenbosch dat SASSA se maatskaplike noodtoelaatstelsel kwesbaar is.
The investigation is not yet conclusive for us to be able to say how many IDs were stolen or how much money did we lose. Hence, we went to Parliament before the Portfolio Committee and request for an extension and be given more time so that we can dive deeper and get to know those exactly fundamental issues that
dit dan die minister van maatskaplike ontwikkeling CCC Tolashe. En Namibeer het gister na die stembus gegaan, maar baie kiesers moes lank wag om hul kruisies te trek nadat hulle stemlokale ten minste stembriewe gehad het. Volgens berigte het sommige mense ure lank tou gestaan om te stem wat op logistieke uitdagings stuy. Additional September our top story at the Sour Joburg Water insists a plan is in place to ensure a steady supply of water across the city.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Yes, we...